Tornado struck the southwestern Wisconsin village of Biola on August 18th, causing several million dollars damage. The federal government denied disaster assistance, but Biola Emergency Management Coordinator Carol Oliver says she's optimistic her community will recover. Oliver says one reason is a $600,000 state grant. They've also learned the Federal Emergency Management Agency's $500,000 estimate to clean up debris the village had piled nearby was way too much. The village was ordered to remove the debris because it's in the floodplain.
We had White Oak Farms from Oconomowoc come in and give us a bid for $28,500 to grind it and truck it out of town, truck it away. The problem is they can't get in that wetland until the ground freezes, and today, the middle of January, it's 50 degrees.
That means another potential problem. Oliver says if the pile isn't removed soon, it can't be moved until August.
We have the likelihood of something called the Blanchard cricket frog in our wetlands. So between the middle of March and early August, they can't go in there with their trucks and equipment because of this endangered frog.
Oliver says Blanchard's cricket frog is about the size of a person's thumbnail. It reproduces during spring and early summer. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.